Hi, I'm Ozzy. Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I believe that stories are powerful, and by sharing, we can grow together. That's why I created the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast, to share the unique stories and experiences of African immigrants abroad. Each week, you'll hear topics pertaining to education, healthcare, and career choices, or just pure banter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hi guys, welcome.
How's it going?
It's going okay. I have a little bit of a cold. I'm gonna let Adi lead on this one. So what day is it today on our trip?
Today is, I don't even know what day it is. It's day 50.
So we came here on, we left the US on a Monday, mm-hmm. and we got here on a Tuesday, mm-hmm. right? And today is Saturday. Or Sunday? Actually, Sunday. Today, we kind of lost track of time because Japan is about, Yokohama, where we are, is about 14, 15 hours time difference. So it's a little bit weird telling what time it is or what mm-hmm. day it is.
Yeah. I mean, not so much about just losing track of time, but the events that we've gone through just being here. We were supposed to record something yesterday, I believe, but yesterday was...
kind of hectic a little bit.
Super hectic. And probably the day before.
So what you say yesterday? You mean like Saturday?
The day after the last episode.
So yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's been a little hectic because we've had some, and we're safe, you know, let's put that out there. We had some issues with the weather out here, to put it lightly. Mm-hmm. There was actually a typhoon warning.
Right.
Typhoon warning in Japan. Mm-hmm. And we got that notice, I think, like the second day that we got here. My brother actually.
Yeah, like I didn't know there was going to be a typhoon. But it was like people that were out, like our family, they were telling us that, oh, what's the weather like over there? And I'm like, it's sunny, you know?
You know, my brother actually reached out to me. I was like, I hope you guys are safe. Oh, this was like, you know, a couple of days well before, you know, the actual typhoon date, the actual impact date, and it was like, I hope you guys are safe. I was like, yeah, we're good, you know, we'll be out of here before, you know, the typhoon actually even hits.
Right.
Well, little did we know we're gonna face a whole barrage of issues.
So let me just give an intro to that. So we wanted to go to Shibuya Crossing. So you guys, is this big like downtown area mm-hmm. in Tokyo where people, well, in Shibuya, yeah, it's like the biggest pedestrian crossing in the world, basically. Mm-hmm. And so
the busiest,
yeah. So you have like five different crossings at the same time. You have people just, you know, crossing the street. And we wanted to go there and just enjoy. They have so many stores. They have anime. It's like really, really fun place to be. And so we were like, okay, we're leaving tomorrow. Let's quickly go there. Let's go hop on the train and go there and enjoy that the evening there, basically.
Get a few things for...
Right. But I noticed that when we got on the train, they made an announcement that the train service was not going to run Saturday and Sunday.
So we're like,
weird.
You know, we were not thinking, okay, fine, you know, that's okay.
We'll get a everything on our mind was just, let's go and see downtown, all the fun areas, you know? Yeah, so I was just trying to get souvenirs for, like, family and, you know, just, like, I really have some things that I really want to get. And so I was like, that was all I was thinking about, how to just get there and pick the best things from Japan, you know? We got to see like some really amazing places. Before I got a text message from, I didn't actually get a text message from the airline. I got a text message from a friend and the friend was like, oh, they're canceling a whole lot of flights. You should check yours. And I was like, I think we're good.
Confirmed.
Yeah, flight is confirmed. And the airline actually, I'm not going to call them out, but they never really sent us a message to say they had canceled that flight. We just had to go on the airline website and start checking. And then we found out the flight was canceled. But I'm like, if you're going to cancel the flight, shouldn't you like send out a mass email? Something.
The thing is that so we were flying back with the ANA,
mm-hmm.
which is a Japanese airline
that is in alliance with
United,
yeah. Actually, yeah.
So we were flying back with ANA, and the reason why there were some flights that still went out on what was it, Saturday, Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
but the reason why ANA specifically and other Japanese type airlines stopped flying out was just because we're in Japan and they're a Japanese airline, and I guess they get their direction from whatever, you know, state transportation, you know, service that they have.
Yeah.
So all Japanese specific airlines were all those flights were canceled, both domestic and international.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a major hiccup.
Which I'm not complaining, because I was thinking like on Friday night, I was thinking to myself like, I haven't finished seeing this country. I still have a lot of things I want to experience. Well, let's just go and do everything.
We had a mini panic, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we were still in Shibuya.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay. We walked into a store. I think we had this little MiFi device that we carry around.
Mm-hmm.
Our phones were like low battery. The MiFi device was also kind of low.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked into a store to get the Wi-Fi, to get a free Wi-Fi. And I think that's where you saw that message.
Right.
And I think at that point, we're like, okay, there are a number of things that we need to do.
We need to return the Wi-Fi device.
We need to return to the Wi-Fi device to the airport, because our return was the next day.
Right.
We were like, you know what, let's...
And we were going to check out from the hotel that the next day as well.
The next morning,
so I was like,
right.
We don't have reservations for X number of days.
And the
hotel that we're staying is super busy. So like, if you are supposed to leave, like say on a Monday, and for some reason your flight got canceled or delayed, you're gonna have to call them and ask them if they have availability for that room, because that hotel, we see that Intercontinental, and it's super busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, oh my god, then we have to make more reservations, like extend our reservation.
And the reason why it's been really busy is because there's a Rugby World Cup going on.
Right.
And I think that this weekend there was a game, I think it was Scotland that was playing, Scotland versus someone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing in Yokohama.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, hence why there were so many people that were flying in, plus, well, at least, you know, in Yokohama and had like pending reservations.
Plus the Intercontinental is next to the Pacifico Conference Center. So there are a ton of conferences that go on there. So they always have people just like staying for conferences or staying for events. It's a busy place. So I was worried that we won't have a place to stay that night, or we'd need to find another place to stay.
Right.
And things kind of worked out, because honestly, we couldn't continue staying at the Intercontinental because apparently they had someone else to stay in that room. And then we ended up going to a different hotel. But this hotel is super cool because mm-hmm. we got to experience the onsen bath.
Right. We'll get into that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the good thing was that, you know, everything is like walking distance.
Right.
Like we had mentioned earlier, like all the train services, all public service, all public transportation outside taxis
mm-hmm.
had been canceled. We couldn't stay anywhere that was outside our region or our prefecture. So we had to be in this particular area.
Right.
So looking for this hotel, you know, it was kind of like last minute. We were like, okay, how many days do we need? Are we going to be here?
Right. And calling extra the airline. Days?
Yeah, calling the airline. It was just kind of going back and forth on, you know, when they would actually have a flight for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was just like super hectic. We didn't have time to be sitting down to be chatting about.
That's why we couldn't do the podcast yesterday.
After, you know, sorting all those, like getting a hotel, we're like, well, next thing is sleep.
Yeah. And plus, I already had a cold. So,
yeah,
the thing is,
down with the cold.
The night before, we went out and it was raining and I kind of got some, you know, water on me. And so, like, if you're coming down with something and then you go in the rain, most likely you're going to really come down hard with that. And so, I've been trying to. As soon as I came back yesterday, I just hit the bed. I slept through the typhoon. I heard there's an earthquake. I didn't even feel it. Like, I woke up the next morning. It was bright and sunny.
So, I mean, we finally checked out of the Intercontinental. We got like a really heavy lunch mm-hmm. before we did.
Mm-hmm.
My card didn't work.
Yeah, for some reason, the card that we've been using, the chip.
Yeah.
All our cards with chips actually stopped working. And I'm thinking maybe they had some kind of network thing.
Anyway, the good thing is that we had cash.
We had cash,
so.
You guys,
safety tip.
Cash is king.
Always
wherever you go,
yeah.
If you're carrying your card, you go international,
uh-huh.
it's always withdraw the money and change it to the local currency uh-huh. because cash is king, man. Like, if your card is not working, cash will do the trick.
So that we sorted that out. And then, you know, we got a taxi. We couldn't walk out because it was raining.
Yeah, windy, rainy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we had started work. The storm was just about to start off.
Plus, we were in a hotel And all of a sudden, everyone's phone was going off with message. And it was alerts, like in Japanese.
Right.
And nobody could understand what they were, like, it was all, a lot of tourists in that hotel. No one could understand what it said.
I asked the
one of the attendants at the hotel, I was like, what's that sound? What does it mean? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. I was like, yeah, but tell me what it means. He's like, oh, they're saying escape.
Become a hotel Rwanda kind of situation.
He said, no, they're saying to escape. I was like, escape?
Escape, kid.
That doesn't sound safe.
I guess it was like you literally literal translation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there were some, I think the warnings were like heavy or winds. Heavy rain and like, you know, high wind warning.
Yeah.
I don't think there were evacuation notices. But some places actually had evacuation notices last night. Yeah, it was really, really bad.
It was kind of crazy. Because, like, everyone's phone was going off at the same time. The same sound. It's like some kind of alarm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, this is beginning to look like a movie scene.
You know how it's just like when you get, like, Amber Alert.
Yeah, so that sound. Like,
exactly. But much louder. Louder. Everyone's phone was going
off at the same time. Yep. Yeah.
So it was really, really, really scary. We finally get to our hotel, you know, settled in, really nice and comfy.
Yeah, very intimate, nice hotel. Super glad that we got to stay here. We're getting to experience even more of the Japanese culture.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we have dinner last night? Where did we have dinner?
I don't remember. Last night was a blur, actually. I don't remember. We didn't have dinner last night because I just slept off.
Oh, I think we had ramen.
We had ramen. And then I had
but we couldn't go out, so we had to eat something.
Right.
Here. All night I was, because Ozzy was tired, all night I was tracking, like, you know, the
weather,
the path of the typhoon. You know, getting updates, finding out, you know, if we need to evacuate to finally, because it was actually really scary. You know, it was really, really scary. There was an earthquake in Chiba. Chiba is east of us. And I think it was a 5.6, whatever it is that they call
magnitude.
Earthquake. And we felt the ripples here in Yokohama. I think it came down to like a 3 point something.
Mm.
But like I felt like the building sway like left and right. I was like, oh, what's going on?
Really?
Yeah, it actually swayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, building swayed. The sky was purple for a while. It's just freakish. So yeah, I mean, like all of that happened, and
I slept through all.
Thankfully, you know, thank God, everything just, you know, the rains, the first rains passed. I still think that there will still be some rains tomorrow and Monday,
like aftermath.
Sorry, Monday,
the whole
yeah,
thing.
Monday and Tuesday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, everything's fine. We're all fine. We have our flights rebooked.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just that.
And we get to see more of Japan. So
yeah, absolutely.
I feel absolutely wonderful. Like I just informed them at work and they're like, yeah, it's okay, you know. I was like, think of time you want. I'm like, that's fine, you know. So yeah, more of Japan for us. So tonight, actually, we tried another traditional thing that is a big deal in Japan. You want to tell them what it's about?
Onsens. So
onsens
are Japanese public baths.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's an amazing experience, to be honest. You know, I think when we were talking about it yesterday, we were like, okay, do you have to take a swimsuit or trunks? Or nope, you go.
Your birthday suit, baby.
You go all naked, man. There's no time.
So, okay, so my thing was this, like, it's not a co-ed kind of shower thing. It's like the guys are in a different area and the ladies are in a different area. But I've not been naked, like, with, like, a room full of ladies in the wild and like all age groups. So I was just like how am I supposed to, you know, like I was super self-conscious because I haven't done that in a long time. Last time I was in a public bath was in high school, and then we're all kids.
That kind of
yeah. And I was just like, okay, what are we gonna do? So the hotel that we're staying, they actually provide us with these Japanese robes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what are they called?
They're
now
called, yukutas.
Yukuta, is that yukuta for real?
Yeah.
Okay, yukuta. Yeah. And so you kind of, they're like your lounge wear, and you kind of wear it, and that's what you also wear to
yukata,
the
yukata. Sorry.
Yukata. Yeah. That's also what you wear to the onsen.
Mm-hmm.
To take
you,
the onsen.
You can back. You can wear that.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's comfy.
It's
comfy
very comfy.
Wear.
Yeah. And then when you get there, the very first thing you do is you take off your shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you store that, and then you walk into this room where they have lockers. You take off all your clothes and you store it in the locker.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go with your sponge and one towel into another room where you like shower.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit down because it's like disrespectful to stand.
Yeah.
So you sit on a stool and you kind of wash your body.
Mm-hmm.
right? And after washing your body, then you go in, like, it's a hot spring kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they have different temperatures. The one I went in was like 40 degrees.
Because you have a cold. How's your throat right now?
I feel so good, honestly. It's like, I've been complaining of a cold, and I went in that thing. That hot bath kind of chased out
every single,
I have to do this at least 3 times a day.
Like, and that's the thing, you know, like, public, like, apparently, like, that's the thing to do here. Like, that's like, you know, a pastime.
Were you self-conscious?
No. Nobody cares about this.
Well, I read online that.
And I'm like the only black guy there, so.
I was the only black girl there, so yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be spectacle.
You can blend this more now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're not
black.
One of us.
I'm team light skin a little bit. No, so, if you're in a room full of Japanese women, team light skin. It's actually black skin. The little girl, there was a little girl there. I know she was looking at me weird because maybe she never seen my color before. So like, then you don't put your hair in the water. You have to, if your hair is long, you have to kind of wrap it up. And yeah, I had to wear my glasses because I know if you go step on stone, you know, so I had to wear my glasses there. But as soon as I got in the water, it got super cloudy. I took it off. Yeah, it was really good. I couldn't stay in the water for too long because it was really hot. And
So this one had there were four or five different pools,
mm-hmm.
and there are different temperatures and different, you know, some of them had like a bubble, like, you know, waves and stuff like that.
Actually, all of ours had the wave thing.
So you had different options. You can decide to immerse yourself
mm-hmm.
in the water, and then you can hang back, like, just like stick your legs inside the water for a while, and then you can you also have the option of just like walking from, you know, bath to bath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can either go like from cold to warm or warm to cold, however you want to play it out. And then when you're done with that, you take another shower. Mm-hmm. Some places tell you not to take the shower. Take a shower because, you know, you want the minerals to just, you know,
seep into your skin.
Exactly. And then drink water as well, because you could end up being
dehydrated.
Drink a lot of cold water. And then you can,
like, dry off.
There's some dryers there. You can dry off, you know, do what you need to do, and then, you know,
head back to your room.
So yeah. that was a really nice experience.
It's a really nice experience. Everyone was super naked. Everyone was naked, but no one was looking. I had this lady that was cleaning off her body next to me because I was, like, our lockers were next to each other. She bent all the way down, like, bent all the way over to do, and she just had, like, her tush on my face. And I'm just like, oh my God. She didn't even care that someone was standing behind her. Like, everyone was that free. And I was like, wow, this is a culture of freedom, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the only place where,
so don't have any perms in this country. It's that's what it, like, yeah. They're super cool, I guess. I think
everyone is everyone's very conservative, but like in a bath, you're just, you know, just open to the world. Let's put it that way. So I think it was really cool.
Another thing I noticed is when you get on the train in Japan,
mm-hmm.
nobody's talking. It is
in like public spaces, a lot of public spaces.
And so I actually saw it actually in a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
So someone called me before I got on the train. And mm-hmm. as I stepped into the train, I wasn't hearing their words. I was just like, hello.
Doing your Nigerian, doing a typical Nigerian video.
Yeah, I was still shouting like, I can't hear you, blah, blah, blah. And everyone turned and was looking at me like glaring. Mm-hmm. It was later I realized that you're not supposed to talk on the train.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually respect to other people. And I was like, wow.
Trains like, it is super quiet.
So everyone is on their phone with headphones.
Yeah, headphones. You know, it's super, like, you can hear a pin drop. The train can be very full.
Right.
But it is
quiet.
Quiet. No one is saying anything.
You know, and even on the elevator, when we're getting mm-hmm. on any elevator, it's so quiet. And honestly, for me, it feels like punishment because I like to talk. Like, I was at my house, but I have to speak. I have to say something.
The only people you see talking on elevators are like tourists,
of course. Because me, I'm just like, I have to say something on this elevator, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're enjoying Japan. We're getting to see a little bit more. Today we did one extra thing. We actually got naked in a bath full of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt good.
Mm-hmm.
It felt good. And so tonight we're actually gonna go to the ramen museum.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
It's called the I think it's there are two. There's a cup ramen museum.
Yeah.
that's specifically for cup ramen.
Mm-hmm. Ramen is a big deal in this country.
Yeah, if you like cup ramen, where you just boil water and you pour it inside one of those.
The cups.
Yeah. And but this one is like an actual, I don't know what the terms are, mm-hmm. but like actually cooked, you know, ramen where they cook, you know, all the noodles and where they cook the noodles and the soup and all of that. So we're going to go check that out tonight. See if we can get some film, you know, get some pictures and yeah.
Yeah, we're sure looking forward to. I definitely have to head back to the U.S. this week, though, because we have you have work and I have the live podcast in Dallas this weekend. So I need to get my voice back before the end of the week. And I need to, you know, be on my A game. But I'm super excited that we get a few more days in Japan. And I hope that we get to do some really awesome stuff out here. I'm so sorry, guys, for my voice. Like, I'm really trying to. Yesterday was so bad, you guys would not have heard me. But I'm excited to do this episode because I'm like, well, you good, bad, and ugly, you get it all, you know? So, yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, we're gonna, it's been a bit of a hectic one, but, you know, thankfully, I need to check some updates, but, you know, like I said, you know, we're grateful that, you know, we're safe, there aren't any issues, we have somewhere to lay our heads.
And thank you to our friends who reached out to us, our family mm-hmm. and friends, everyone who wanted to know if we were safe, mm-hmm. really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So, I'm gonna do a couple shout-outs to people who have been listening to our daily podcast episodes since we've been in Japan. And the very first one I want to say a shout out to is Queen Shida. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for listening to the episodes. I'm glad you enjoyed them. She did request that we increase the duration of our podcast. A lot of people were saying that we should do vlogs. But I'm like, I don't know. If we had a production team following us around, maybe vlogs would be good.
I mean, we could have, and that was, I guess, the plan at some point. But I didn't bring my laptop, and that's just a struggle to. I just have all this footage, and I can't edit anything, really.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just one down. That's a downer. We would have liked to film and edit stuff, you know, on the same day, but I just don't have my equipment.
Yeah. And shout out to Izanya1 from Instagram. She's really awesome. She has the Izora podcast. You guys check it out. She's really cool, and she also says she likes our episodes. So yeah, shout out to you, Izora podcast. All right, thank you so much, guys, for listening. I'm sorry about the voice. I really apologize. Hopefully it gets better tomorrow. If not, Adi is going to do tomorrow's episode. I'm just going to be giving him like signs of what to talk about. All right. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. Have an amazing evening.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.